2 months in the books as we round into week 9 of high school football here on Prep Sports Now. Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, as always. I think what stands out more than anything from last Friday's games is we might have gotten clarity. You could look at it as the clarity on the number 2 ranked team in each division. You had the Henderson Bowl where Green Valley beat Basic in the Southeast that we've been talking about all year. In the Northwest, Faith Lutheran routes Shadow Ridge. Also had Vegas get their first win of the season to kind of entrench themselves at what looks like the number 2. And in the Southwest, Sierra Vista edges Durango. So I think that's what stood out about week 8. We head in to week 9. What's on your mind, Ray?
You know, I look at a few things. One is the bone game is this week, Vegas-Rancho. Rancho hasn't won since 95 when you were, like, in pre-K. And Anyways, Rancho hasn't won in forever, and Vegas will probably beat them again. And I really, I've said this a few times or a few years, it'd be nice if Rancho won, right? Just because a rivalry that's been so long would finally have some meaning, right?
I suppose, but I think that there's absolutely no chance, so I don't even entertain the idea until these teams get closer. I mean, it looked like Vegas had taken a step back this year, but had kind of a tough schedule, and I think it's still way better than the other teams aside from Canyon in this league. I mean, you got to think they're going to destroy Rancho this week. Already beat El Dorado, still has Valley, who's won three straight, right?
Going for three straight this week in Boulder. They were in a shootout with Rancho this weekend. I guess that's probably not a good word to use, but yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I don't really have – I know you've – since you're born and raised here, obviously, and been around for all the time, you kind of still understand the mystique of the bone game. Like, to me, every time I've been around, it's never even been competitive. There's never been even a 1% chance that Rancho could win.
The year before you were here when Elvin Dick was at Rancho and they had the Kamet kid at quarterback, we thought it was going to be close in Rancho, and it was packed that day. Steve Silver went down there.
Oh, yeah.
And the final was probably like – this was 08. The final was probably like 64-40, give or take.
So not bad.
That was as close as I guess Rancho could have gotten. Let me ask you this. You played football, right?
Yeah. I'm glad you bring this up about every other week. Makes me feel connected to my youth.
No, I'm serious. There's a new listener, so
yeah,
they know the dynamic.
I'm not giving you any hard times. I'm being serious.
You were a two-way standout, Wichita Collegiate.
Sure.
Did you get a letterman's jacket?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't a big Letterman's jacket guy, and neither was our school. I think some people had them, but it wasn't like
the trendy thing. I didn't have one either.
Yeah.
Okay, so you understand the dynamic of football, right? You want to be peaking towards the end of the year ready to roll, right?
Yes.
Or in any sport, for that matter, when the playoffs come. If you're Bishop Gorman, I guess that's a bad example, but if you're like Canyon Springs –
uh-huh.
Or if you're Liberty, two teams that are winning by running clock every week, right?
I guess lately for Canyon, they struggled early in the year.
Bunch of close games. Let's just forget about the whole argument.
I just don't know where you're going. Sorry.
Except for Canyon.
Perfect. Okay.
How was Canyon getting better for the playoffs, right? So they're going easy game, easy game, easy game, running clock, running clock, running clock. Now all of a sudden they're going to have to turn it on for week one of the playoffs. So I just worry that in November, when we should have all these teams at their peak and their prime, ready to rock and roll, here we go, helmets on, chin straps, locked and loaded, baby, that it's going to take them a while to get back into the flow of a real game because it's been running clock, running clock, running clock, let's get the twos in.
Yeah, I think this is an annual concern of yours, and I don't disagree.
Have I brought this up before?
Definitely.
Okay.
But I don't disagree.
It's a good point.
It's a good talking point. I think that it's one of those things where you can shape the narrative to however you want it, because Canyon has struggled in the playoffs some years. They lost last year after winning the division, I believe. So you could definitely say so. But I think the last good year, maybe the last year of Hunky, they won a playoff game, right? And then you could say, well, they weren't tested. They were rested. So I think you can kind of go either way.
I didn't even mean to. Wow. Well, tested, not rested. I guess the thing is we know Canyon is going to win the league, and they're going to play either Foothill or Basic in the first round. Right.
I mean, I'm still not counting out Foothill against Green Valley.
Or Basic, I said, or.
Well, yeah, I don't. Okay, sure, that makes sense. Because Green Valley, there's no way they could drop to the four, right?
Do they? Yeah, Green Valley's locked in at so
two or three.
Do you
I
think
guess.
That who would you pick in that game at Canyon?
Whew.
Knowing that if it's Basic, that there's going to be about 1,000 security guards there that weekend.
If it's Foothill, I would pick Foothill for sure. If it's Basic, I'm kind of hoping I see Basic one more time this season to get my feelings straight on them. Because I feel like I saw them at their best when clearly Canyon's already beat them once. I think as of right now, I might lean Canyon and Canyon Basic, but I would certainly pick Foothill.
Okay, let me ask you this. You've seen a lot of teams play this year, more than me. Give or take.
Know. Yeah, close.
Okay. Who, in your opinion, throws the best ball? Have you seen the Guerrero kid?
I think we kind of touched on this last week. The who kid? I'm confused.
Sagan
Gronauer. I have not seen him.
Okay, he's not my answer, but go ahead. Who throws the best ball?
This is going to be a repeat of last week, so I don't want to sound
like
a broken
record. Did we talk
about
this last week?
Well, no, but kind of in these same terms. I can't say if you're going for Barilla, the Green Valley kid, he was decent, but I saw him play against the Liberty defense. So I can't go with him. I saw the Basic Miro looked amazing when
Dude,
I saw him,
kid,
but he's going against Coronado.
Is that kid not Joe Montana? I mean, he throws – he's got a – freaking cannon.
Okay, I thought you were going to disagree with me.
No, I'm like, every time that kid threw the ball, it was like John Elway. You know how John Elway like would have to slow his passes down because it would rip his receiver's arms off?
Yeah.
Dude, Paul Miro is John Elway.
You're not helping me, so I was trying to tame my excitement or expectations of the kid since they are 3-4, but God, he was incredible when I saw them.
Now,
and apparently you have the same review.
Now, here's the deal. The kid's a sophomore. He's still learning the playbook. Sometimes he's throwing the ball God knows where. But, like, just go long and let this kid sling it out. Apparently he's a shortstop on the baseball team as well, has a cannon in the hole. I mean, I'm telling you what, if this kid had knew what was going on around him and knew where he was throwing the ball, he'd be the best quarterback in the world. I mean, dude has got a big league pro arm. And maybe I'm just – I mean, I thought the Barilla kid was going to be Joe Montana. And he was good. I mean, it led him to victory, threw the rock around well. But this Miro kid, bro, oh, my God. What a cannon.
Wow.
I mean,
all right, so you come out of the Henderson Bowl where Green Valley wins their first in – they had lost the last two. They win 35-21. We got to give them some credit. It feels like we've been higher on Basic coming out of it.
No, listen – Green Valley, real big up front. They were up 21-7, 2 minutes to go in the first half. Gave up two quick touchdowns, then came back and didn't let Basic score again. Green Valley was the better team, kind of similar to Arborview Legacy. The score probably doesn't indicate how much of a dominance it was. Green Valley, to me, you were talking about the two earlier. I'll raise you there, sir, where I think Green Valley might be the second best team in the Sunrise. I don't think anybody's beaten Liberty. That you would have to play your absolute perfect game to beat Liberty, and Liberty would have to have Kenny Noblad throw the ball with his left hand to offensive linemen playing wide receiver. To you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to disagree. Liberty – playing as well as ever. They had put Coronado away. I mean, by the
first
quarter.
You wrote the story, though, that, gosh, I would have loved to have seen the tape of that pick six flip.
Yeah, I mean, usually when you hear something like that, it's like ill-advised, and mm-hmm. the coach wouldn't want it. But the way it was described to me by Morocco, it was pretty – I mean, it looked well, and there wasn't that much degree of danger in it. So
yeah, you remember like you grew up in the dirty South, the Falcons and Primetime used to do that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Primetime.
The one I remember best though is still probably my favorite college football game of all time, the USC Texas National Championship game, where Reggie Bush tried to do that and
what
fumbled
a pain.
The Texas on the
first I remember that game. I had the under. Not that I recommend gambling, but I had the under, and It flew, obviously.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anyways, Green Valley. The one thing that stands out for Green Valley is Mayberry kids on the sideline, ACL, other kids hurt. They're getting contributions from everybody.
Yeah, two 100-yard rushers, it looked like, in this game.
One kid on one play. The announcer, you know how the high school announcers are just a brutal mess, right?
Yeah, I can't remember. Maybe what was the last game I was at? One of the announcers I was at recently thought was very good, and I was, like, happy because every other game I've been to has been rough this year.
The guy at Green Valley gave the kid a 103-yard touchdown run. I'm like, there's only 100 yards available.
Was it Bowers?
Bowers, yeah.
Bowers and Hulse both with over 100 yards.
It might have been Hulse. It was Bowers.
Yeah, Bowers. It's like only on a few carries. So.
Yeah, yeah. One run, 99 yards to the house, touchdown. Henderson Bull have passed. Green Valley used to always run over Basic, so making the comparison. Basic now this weekend, battle for Boulder Highway.
Which we never got any feedback of which game the players care more about.
Well, I think
now it's definitely going to be battle for Boulder Highways. It's always the next one.
The one thing about Henderson Bowl that the kids on both sides really gravitate toward is that trophy, right? You want to take a picture with the trophy. My guy, Laquan Phillips, you remember him?
Of course, yeah.
He was out there. I love that kid so much. I rarely mention our competition, but I'll go ahead.
Okay.
The RJ for years would never write about Henderson. They would never mention the word Henderson Bowl. Like, it was like they were allergic to it. Like, it's called Henderson Bowl. They play for the Henderson Bowl trophy. You know what I'm saying? They have T-shirts printed that say Henderson Bowl. Why don't you just call the game what it is, right?
Okay.
So Laquan Phillips gets hurt, almost dies, right?
Uh-huh.
He was literally knocking on heaven's door. And he's in the hospital. We know the guy. If he walks again, it'd be a good thing. He's like, I'll be back for Henderson Bowl. I just want to play in Henderson Bowl. And now all of a sudden, it's like, oh, Henderson Bowl. Like, the game all of a sudden existed. Anyways, that kid is an absolute stud. Love his spirit. Love his determination. And he's always there every Henderson Bowl. And I see him, and I give him a hug, and it's the best hug of the year.
Interesting. Well, what's he up to? Don't leave us hanging.
So listen to this. He's got his insurance. He's got his license to sell life insurance, and he's also helping train an MMA fighter. And the guy has fought out of state and has gone with him out of state.
Nice. Well, always good to get updates on standouts and players from past years. That's good to hear. Laquan Phillips is doing well. Like we said, Green Valley moving into that, looking like pretty strong at number two now, but still have the game with Foothill coming up. I think a couple more games we need to touch on before we move on. We're so focused with the number twos. How about the number one, which I think you'd have to put Virgin Valley in now.
Yeah.
Keeps the hammer two straight years, knocks out Moapa Valley, and seemed like they handled them relatively easily, won by two touchdowns. We said Jaden Perkins would be the best player on the field, and he certainly lived up to that. I think he had almost 300 yards combined rushing and receiving.
Yeah, and now sets up a Virgin Valley back-to-back Hammer champions. First time that's happened since we've been doing the show.
Definitely.
Right? Not that high school football hadn't started before the show, but in the 9 years or so that we've been on air or on your favorite LasVegasSun.com website. So this sets up an interesting dynamic because Moapa beat Shap, right?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin beat Moapa, and now Thursday night on TV, Virgin and Perkins goes in to play Collins and Shap. If Shap wins the game, who's in first place?
We'll
not Del Sol.
We'd have to consult the tiebreaker.
Yeah, so whatever the tiebreaker is.
And
so
Del Sol, by the way, gave Shap all they could handle on Friday. It was a touchdown game, right?
Moapa hangover.
Yep, you did say that.
Yeah. Well, come on, Case.
Hey.
Did I have the Arborview Legacy game almost predicted to the point?
I had the Sierra Vista Durango game almost predicted
that,
to the point.
That one was we were talking about, not to get off the Virgin game and how Shap's going to create a mess for the numbers crunchers, but that was the one game I told you earlier. I thought Vista was just going to go smack them around and get the W. And Durango kept it close. Durango, who struggled against Brump, struggled against Del Sol. Maybe Del Sol's better than you think.
Yeah, maybe Del Sol has improved. Was it Arborview you said you almost got right to the point?
Yeah.
I got to call you out on this one.
Go ahead, call me out.
Arborview 38, Legacy 6 is what you had. Six. It was Arborview 28, Legacy 14.
Did you put the scores in right when you did the picks?
Yeah, all
right.
I had Sierra Vista winning 33-24. They won 34-26. I think I won the closer on those two.
I just thought Vista was like, I thought if you threw Vista maybe into the Southeast, that they could compete for the four with.
Compete? They destroyed Basic. It wasn't even close.
They did destroy Basic. All right. Do you think, listen,
I'm high on Sierra. Like, listen,
they're going to be the two. Vista's going to be
two. Oh, yeah, but seven games, I mean, they've destroyed everyone they've played. Not, I don't care who you are, unless you're Gorman and you're just so much better than everyone. You're going to have one game that's not your best of the year. You shouldn't be using this as an argument for your testing theory. They haven't played anyone even close to their level. They've blown out everyone. They haven't had a game closer than 40 points in a month and a half. So they play a team that's halfway decent, and they struggle a little bit. I don't take anything away from Sierra Vista for this.
So who's going to take the three in the Northwest?
Ooh, that's the question. I mean, Faith Lutheran looking good at the two. That's the other game we really needed to touch on because we could not have been more wrong. We both had Shadow Ridge.
And I had Shadow, yeah.
That did not go over well. 43-8, Faith Lutheran. So you got to think they're the two, right?
They're in position to win out and be the two, which means they'd host some Little Sisters of the Poor, and then they'd get a crack at the G, right?
Yeah, I got to think Legacy's the favorite for the three right now in the Northwest. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I'm a little nervous this week against Cimarron.
So, yeah, you agree, or yeah, I'm wrong?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, they're the leader in the clubhouse, and then Paolo, Shadow for the last spot, right?
Yeah, that would be right, because Legacy already beat Paolo in that game.
And they
that
play this
–
Paolo and Shadow play this week. Paolo to keep its season alive, which it's never not made the playoffs.
Wow, never?
Never.
Didn't realize that. Yeah, this is a huge game for Paolo.
Not that it matters, because if you take last in that league, you go to Gorman and get your pennants.
I still think it would mean something to both these programs to make the playoffs, though.
I agree.
Paolo doesn't want the streak to end that you just mentioned in Shadow. I mean, this is one of their best teams they've had, at least since I've been around. You don't want to end your season early.
I agree. Now, do you think Shadow – because this is like – I'm basically watching the same movie, right?
Yeah, it's a lot like last year so far.
Is there a way that Sierra Vista, who I put in the preseason top 10, who everybody gave me a rash of, you know what, for putting in the preseason top 10, who's clearly proven to be a preseason top 10, is there any way they put up a fight at home against Legacy?
I don't think I could pick them there, just knowing what I know about Legacy and having seen them very shortly. Albeit, but as far as put up a fight, I would say definitely. I think that you were absolutely right on Sierra Vista. You said you were proven right, and I would not dispute that at all. Like I said, if they play like they did against Durango, where admittedly they had some turnovers, made some mistakes, and Legacy will chase them off the field. But if you look at their whole body of work, they can compete with some of these mid-tier teams in the Northwest, in my opinion.
Okay, and you haven't seen Desert Pines yet.
No.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you a DP question.
Yeah, I know basically nothing about DP.
Okay.
Except you tell me they're still the favorite, right?
I mean, I watched them put Mojave to sleep.
Who's been pretty good this year, 5-2 on the year.
Now, granted, if the Walker kid's healthy, does that make a difference? Maybe. They couldn't complete a – Desert Pines isn't going to be able to throw the rock. Listen, guess who I heard from this morning? And I didn't even text them back yet, and I feel bad.
Who?
Lake Tahoe guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Here's what he says. Good morning. Spring Creek was averaging 37 points a game. Number 22 for Spring Creek, averaging 10 yards a carry, 180-plus yards a game. Truckee defense held them to 54 yards on 18 carries. Truckee ran for 230, passed for 230, balanced offense, smiley face, with sunglasses. I don't even know how you get the sunglasses on.
You don't know how to use emojis?
Well, I do, but you just do it right here on your phone, right?
Yeah.
Because you know when I do my text, I do it from my computer a lot.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
I don't have the emojis. Take a look at Max Preps and see which team in the South and which team in the Northern 3A have given up the most points. And then he sent me a picture of the trees in Tahoe. Oh. I don't know why the trees.
Nice text chain. One side.
So do you think it even matters? Do you think that a Spring Creek or a Truckee would just – because DP, remember, is real young.
I still think it – I think it clearly matters. I mean, you never know how these two teams are going to match up. Was it Spring Creek last year that played DP in the championship game?
Yeah.
There were some reports from up there that Spring Creek was just as good and was going to give them a game. We did not go into that game thinking it was going to be a blowout. I know revisionist-wise we can look like, oh, that DP class never had a chance to lose. But I think you never really know comparing the two sides until they get on the field. So I don't, I'm not just giving Truckee the state championship right now, no.
Okay. I mean, the one thing that DP doesn't have going for it this year is they're young. They don't have Tony Fields.
Are we sure? How would it shake out this year? Would they have to play a Northern team first? Or would they be playing potentially like Virgin Valley?
I'm not sure.
Because a Virgin Valley Desert Pines game could be interesting.
It could be.
They're still young. Like we said, they've lost in the playoffs before. We know Moapa haunted them for a while. It looks like Virgin's probably the class of that other league
right
now.
Don't say that. And Thursday, they could lose to Shap.
I said it looks like right now.
It could be. They could be.
Yeah. What is the difference is looks like and could be.
Could
be. I did not say
they
are.
Like Thursday, they're going to get hanged. They don't have somebody to keep watch of Tyre Collins. He's going to go Carl Lewis on him, CK.
No difference between looks like and could be.
That's the same word?
I think so, basically.
All right.
How is could be any different?
Could be. Looks like.
I think it's about the same.
All right, maybe it is. Listen, while we're arguing, let's give a quick plug to Halloween Hoops. It's an event that you and I have been involved in at Coronado every year. It's kind of like a preseason kickoff jamboree to the basketball season. In the past, you and I have been on the same team. We've put our great basketball minds together and coached the likes of Steven Zimmerman, Troy Brown, Chase Jeter, right?
Uh-huh. There's probably some more. There's been a lot.
A lot.
A lot of great players.
And we've taken on the beast.
We've taken on some NBA players.
The beast that is Finley Prep.
Yeah, well, we've Finley, taken on several NBA
yes,
players.
Finley Prep no longer involved, but you and I still involved. Shout out to Coronado Basketball, Coach Kaufman, Andy Johnson, the assistant. And this year, the All-Star game is Kiefer versus Brewer. Mono e mono. And tonight, we're getting together at a local establishment.
This is Monday night.
Monday
you're
night,
listening
yes.
On a different day.
Of course, we're not live. Good thinking. And we're going to do a draft.
Right.
Now, Kaufman at Turkey always tells us it's 12 and ends up being 20. But we're supposed to each take 12 players. I know who I'm taking.
I think you have a big advantage because I do not know the personnel
advantage.
That well.
It's called homework, Case. You do your homework, you win.
I need a list of the what? Where do you go in drafting without a somewhat of a draft?
Best players in town. If they play for Gorman, they're on my team.
But not every school is in this tournament, right?
But I think even the schools that aren't playing are going to send their players for the game.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have some help, luckily. We're both going to have help. You're going to have Coach Chad Beaton. I'll have Gorman's Grant Rice on my side, hoping he shows up. Because if I'm alone,
course.
I'm done.
See, you go with the private schools, and I go with the public schools. I'm a public school guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, anyways, it's going to be fun. We're going to do it tonight, the draft. Check out our Twitter. We're going to be tweeting about it. I will tell you the restaurant we're going to, the one time we've been there before. Oh, we've been there twice, right? Together? Or just once?
Yeah, I guess we've drafted, fantasy baseball drafted there twice. You're not a fan.
Oh. God.
I love it. I go there all the time. Once a week.
I can't understand the breakfast potato situation there. For me, there's only one breakfast potato, and that's the shaved hash browns.
Yeah, I agree. I like those hash browns better than the potatoes they have there. But you got to try some other food. Everything on the menu is good.
Well, this is my first non-breakfast event.
All right.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes tonight and keep you updated on that. But back to football. Any other final thoughts on last week before we dive into this week's games?
No. I'm ready to go. Shout out to Faith. First time Vernon Fox has been like, yeah, we were forecasted to lose. And I'm like, That's basically him trying to say, hey, Brewer, you were wrong. So he handled it like a pro. And, I mean, golly, Faith, man. When they're slinging it around, bro, they got a chance.
Yep, can't really say anything bad about Faith for the way they've gotten on track here late in the season. So we'll jump into the picks. Coronado at Green Valley.
Gators all day, but I do think they're going to have a little we're only playing Coronado mentality, even though they play for that flag thing. Have you been there for the
flag? Is there any game that doesn't play for something?
Yeah, but they got each team has this big flag, and you get to, like, wave it around. But either way, what I think is going to happen, CK, is Green Valley, a little slow start, and then they put it on them late. But I think the game's closer than you think.
The flag game, a new one to me.
I don't think it's called the flag game, but they have, like, these lacrosse something or others.
For now on, it's the flag game to me, and I think that Green Valley is going to wave the flag as well.
Do you think they're going to wave the flag in the first half, or do you think it's going to have to wait into the second half?
I think they could wave it at halftime if they wanted.
Okay.
Like, let's just skip it and give it to them at halftime.
Okay. Okay.
I know that's not where you are, but I'm going to go Green Valley a little bigger. Liberty at Silverado. This one, I think we can agree, will be over by basically immediately. We've both got the Patriots, I'm assuming.
Yep. Not the New England Patriots.
The Liberty Patriots. Yep. Both ways. Foothill at Basic. I would think this is going to be the game of the week.
I think it's going to be close. I agree. The battle for Boulder Highway, right?
Yep.
Listen, here's what we know about Foothill. They've been playing good D, right?
Great. I mean, great defense. If you're talking about the best defenses in town, they would have to be in the conversation.
Okay. However, their schedule hasn't exactly been murderer's row.
I mean, there's worse schedules. It's not terrible. I feel like you're looking for every opportunity to just downgrade Foothill this year. They're 6-1. What have they done wrong? Every single week you're putting them down.
They're just not. They haven't won sexy to me, you know? I'm picking the Falcons.
Oh, you are picking the Falcons.
Did you look at my picks?
I think I misread them. I thought you were going with Basic.
No, I'm picking the – I think this game is going to be surprisingly low scoring. I think it's going to be old school, roll up your sleeve – blue-collar Henderson, and I think the team with the best defense, the Foothill Falcons, get a dub. It's going to be close. It's going to be memorable. It's going to be gritty and sweaty. Give me the Falcons, baby. Yeah, but I'm not in love with Foothill. It's tough to be in love with anybody knowing that eventually they got to play Gorman or Liberty or whoever.
Well, yeah, of course, but you can say that for everyone. It seems like you focus on it more with Foothill.
I know, but look at the four top teams in each league. Arborview, nobody's beating them. Gorman, nobody's beating them. Liberty, nobody's beating them. Canyon Springs, nobody's beating them. Desert Pines, ain't nobody touching them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Foothill, though, no, I wasn't interrupting. I'm going off your thought now. Foothill had the best half against Liberty of anyone, any local team this year. Not even close. I mean, it was, 14-9 at halftime? Now, granted, they got blown out in the second half, but Basic and Liberty haven't played yet, correct? Unless I'm crazy. No, they haven't played yet, so we haven't seen that. I was at the Liberty-Green Valley game. It was never that close. No one else Liberty played is going to be that close. So, like I said, I'm high on Foothill. I'm also agree with how you see this game going, it being close. I guess the only thing I break from is I don't think it's going to be that low scoring. I think it's going to be a touchdown or less, but I think that they'll put up – I don't think it's going to be a shootout, but I think they're going to put up a decent amount of points. And I think that the Foothill quarterback is a little bit underrated,
Riggin.
Too.
Riggin, yeah.
Him and Myra both have 10 touchdowns on the year. Myra, though, has 10 interceptions. Riggin only has four.
Wow, and I think they both might be sophomores, right?
Yeah, they're both sophomores. So, I mean, like I said, I've seen them both. I think, like you, Myra probably throws the better ball, but I think Riggin is kind of under the radar here. I could really see this going either way, but I'm going to go with Foothill as well. It's kind of my team this year. 6-1, nothing bad you can say about the Falcons. So we both got Foothill.
That's the school I'm zoned for, baby.
Yeah, there you go.
We are the Foothill Falcons.
Maybe that's why you're so tough on them.
Yeah, getting them ready. So hey, much. Bro. I tell you what, Nicholas is in the first grade. In a few years, he's going to be the first freshman quarterback in Foothill history.
All right. Well, both of us on Foothill in a close game. Vegas at Rancho, the bone game.
Yeah, I go back to my – I wish this game was competitive because I like it, right? Remember Vegas – you probably don't remember, Case, but Vegas used to be located in downtown.
I didn't know that, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
When did they move? 90s?
92 or 93, my junior year possibly. In high school, and it became the new Vegas on East Sahara. But, you know, I miss the days. I remember, I know who the last Vegas coach is to lose to Rancho.
I don't.
Tyrone Armstrong.
Oh, wow. He's been around for a while.
He coached our own Jesse I.E. Granger at Motown.
Yeah, that was only like 10 years ago,
yeah.
Or less than that even.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've both got Vegas. I don't see this being competitive either, much to Brewer's dismay. Canyon Springs at El Dorado. It's not looking good for the Sun Devils.
It's not. Canyon.
Yep, Canyon, another loss for El Dorado. Another game that maybe if you're looking for one under the radar that could be competitive, Cimarron coming off of just getting smoked by Palo Verde, but they go to Legacy, who, like you said, only lost 28-14 at Arborview last week.
Maybe still licking its wounds. I think close first half, Legacy pulls away in the second.
Yeah, I got to go Legacy here. Like I said, I already put them in that number three spot in the Northwest, so therefore I can't have them losing another game. Legacy for me, oof, rough season for Centennial, and you got to think if Faith plays like they did last week, it might get a little bit rougher. Centennial going to Faith Lutheran.
Still looking for that inaugural dub of the year. Take the Crusaders.
Wow, that's unbelievable to me that Centennial has not won a game. Just crazy to think. I don't think they're that bad. They've played a tough schedule, but I don't see them getting it here either. Although if we said this is like a rewind of last year, wasn't this game like great last year? Wasn't it like 50-40 or something?
Yeah, I mean, Faith, I think we'd pick Centennial last year, and Faith snuck up and got him.
Really? I gotta look. I feel like it was at the end of the year, and it was I thought we thought that Centennial was done. Yeah, we thought Centennial was done.
And they won?
And they won 55-21 on the same week last year, basically.
Smoke
them. Yeah.
Jesus.
So, there's always craziness in the Northwest. Maybe this could be one. I'm just not going to go with it. I'm going to say Faith Lutheran has their heads a little bit straighter this year, and they will beat Centennial. Bishop Gorman and Durango.
Bishop Gorman.
Yep, really not much you can say about Gorman at this time of the year. I guess once we get to like state championship time, then maybe we could look a little more seriously at it. There's just no way any of these teams are challenging them. So we both got Gorman. Bonanza at Clark.
You know, I don't know what to make either of these two teams. I picked Bonanza.
I mean, I can't really disagree. I don't know what to make of these two teams either. Bonanza yet to win a league game, which I know has to be disappointing for them. They thought they were taking some step forwards this year. Clark's only won one. They lost pretty handily to Spring Valley last week. Who'd they beat? Desert Oasis, I suppose. I'm going to have to go Clark here. Aquante Morris in the backfield. I'm going to go with the Chargers. Spring Valley against the aforementioned Desert Oasis. Rough year for the Diamondbacks. The Grizzlies coming on now. Their defense playing better. I'm going to Spring Valley.
I totally agree. Spring Valley's ready to roll. D.O. isn't.
All right. Mojave at Cheyenne.
Mojave, best player on the field.
Yeah, what's happened to Cheyenne? Seems like they're really struggling this year.
They had to go up to Pahrump, bro. Just
one trip to Pahrump ruined their entire season?
Yeah.
I don't know about that, but maybe that I just think they're not quite as strong as they've been in past years. Talking about long trips, I think I misspoke earlier and said Valley had won three in a row, but this would be three in a row, correct? If they can
correct.
Go up and navigate Boulder City.
I got the Vikes. I love what Q's doing in year one. Looking for continued success.
Yeah, God. This is a tough one for me, but I'm gonna ride with the winning streak and say their confidence is up, so the Vikings can get this done.
Wow, I can't believe you.
You thought I was going Boulder City?
I can't believe you followed me.
You've told me the reports that, you know, Boulder City's banged up. They don't have. Never have good numbers. I know Valley doesn't either, but.
Yeah.
I'd lean the Vikings just based on what they've done the past 2 weeks. Maybe that's short-sighted of me. We will find out. That's the beauty in all of this. If Basic and Foothill is not your game of the week, then I think it's got to be this one, Shadow Ridge at Palo Verde.
Yeah, this game could go either way. I'm going with the hot hand. Palo looked good against Cimarron. Shadow laid an egg against Faith. Palo's D with Charlie Jarvis calling the shots. Bellinger in the middle. They've been really, really, really solid. And I think Shadow continues its downfall, which is a shame because they made it to this point the last year, and then they closed with three losses, and here they are grasping for air.
I'm really disappointed you picked Palo in this game. I thought maybe this could be where I picked up a game on you.
Yeah, man.
I feel like we say the same things every week about this team, but really the strengths have to be the Panthers' defense, right? And for Shadow, it's undoubtedly Aubrey Nellums, who's one of the best players in town. So it all comes down to if Palo can slow Nellums like they have everyone else, right?
You know Shadow's going to run the ball. You're going to be able to load up the box if you're Palo, and you're getting 9 or 10 guys trying to stop the run. And Bellinger versus, you know, Aubrey, you know, listen, two great players, but I think Palo's got the advantage. I don't think Shadow's going to be able to score. I really don't.
All right, I hate that we agree so much here, but I got to go with Palo, too. I think it's going to be a really close game.
Have you not picked against me yet this week?
No, we've got like three different games, I thought.
Who?
Maybe not. Maybe I'm just crazy. Definitely Clark.
No, that's right. We picked different. Yeah.
Valley, we were together, I know. I know we have one other one coming up at least. Let's get to it now. Thursday night.
Virgin, dude.
At Shab.
Oh.
You didn't think I was going to be with you on this, did I? I love Virgin Valley. Wow. I think Yuri Ludvigsen might be the best coach we never talk about.
Well, let me tell you about how the world works here, Case. You're driving in from Mesquite. Have you ever driven to Mesquite before?
I've driven through there. I've never stopped
there.
It's
about 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Throw yourself on a school bus. Maybe a little longer. Throw yourself on a school bus during Thursday rush hour traffic, maybe a little longer.
They'll leave before rush hour.
Even better, get there early. Get tired in the sun at Chaparral.
Tired in the sun, it's going to be 65 degrees.
Dude, I don't care if it's 65, the sun is hot.
I'd love for you to have to go play or cover high school football on a sport with actual weather concerns. It's a whole different thing.
Okay, now, Case, you've gotten to Chaparral. Right, you've navigated the drive, the bus. It's a road game. You should probably sleep at Boulder Station. But okay, now you show up, and what do you see when you get there?
Not a sea of orange in the stands, I don't think.
That's all right. There's going to be lightly attended. Dayless will be there. Don't worry. You see the fastest player in the 3A on the other side. You don't have any answers for him. You don't have any speed. There's
so
no
Perkins is not fast. He just
he don't
like
play. He's not
going to
play defense, bro. He ain't going to play defense.
This team that's so impressive and so fast and so great barely beat Del Sol. It was barely won all.
You were just telling me about Sierra Vista. You can't be great every game. It takes a while. Dude, they were having a hangover from going to Overton, taking on the Beast, slicing the Beast up and down, and then losing late. Now, listen.
Yeah, I said you can't be great every game. Chaparral's been not very great in many games. That they lost to Moapa before that. They got destroyed by Foothill, who clearly you're not very high on.
They gave
We just talked about Bonanza. They barely beat Bonanza. I think all year Chaparral's been good, not great.
At Bonanza to
all
open the
year,
season.
You're the one that home field doesn't matter if it's inside Las Vegas.
Well, it's tough to get to Torrey Pines in Charleston from Shap. There's no easy route.
You're jumping all over the place.
Plus,
here.
It was the first game of the year. A lot of the kids from Shap hadn't even got cleared yet.
I do think this is a good game, but I think you have to favor Virgin.
Oh.
There's no way.
Oh.
What happened to best player on the field?
He's wearing orange and black. Oh, yeah.
right, I hope Yori, my guy, Ludvigsen's listening to this.
Just don't.
So he can pass it on to his team. And I hope Jaden Perkins, who is probably the player of the year in the lower level.
Dude, he was on the preseason.
But he's not as good as the kid at Shap who's had a couple games where he's disappeared.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hold on. What happened when happened when your boy went to Motown and played Mojave?
That was good. Let me ask you a question. Moapa, do they have anyone as fast as him?
As who?
As Tyree,
bro.
Your guy? How did he have less than 50 yards against Moapa?
Moapa's lost at home case like one time since you've been alive.
But if he's so much faster and so much better than everyone, he should be able to do something.
And your you got to get the kid the ball in space. I'm calling Neapoli right now. Get the kid the ball. Like, when I went to the Pahrump Shap game, it was like Shap was he was allergic to the football. Like, could you give the kid the ball and let him run? I'm just telling you right now, it's a TV game. The kids are going to be on TV. You know those Shap kids come to play in big-time games, right? They went into Faith 2 years ago, and they got to state. They've been to the state semifinals the last 2 years. They got the quickest player on the field. Virgin's got to come in. The lights are going to be on. The Cowboys are running, baby.
For the record, because I probably sounded harsh, I love Tyree Collins. I think he's one of the best players to come out to emerge this year. But I think Jaden Perkins is the player of the year in the lower level.
Okay, what's the line?
I'm more impressed at Virgin Valley than anyone. Well, after all this crazy travel, I think you got to make Shap like a 3-point favorite.
I'll take him plus three. I'm minus three.
All right, Virgin Valley plus three. I think I'm down $5 or $10.
Whatever it is, make it 10 or 15. Baby.
Well, not yeah. Okay.
Tell Delos to just get the Cadillac started. We're all coming for a barbecue.
And I do think this is a close game. I'm going to have Virgin Valley winning by a touchdown, though. Brewers got Shap in a close game. I think we're going to agree on these last two. Western going to Pahrump.
Nobody wins in Pahrump.
Yep, got to agree with you now.
Aside from Gorman and Liberty and Arbor, I don't know. Ooh. I don't almost spilt my coffee. I don't know who gives Prump a good game. Go ahead.
Foothill, Faith, several. But no one in the lower level, you're right, they have a big advantage there. Moapa Valley at Del Sol. I guess if you go based on last week when Del Sol almost took down the mighty Chaparral and Moapa didn't have their best game, this could be a good game.
You're right. It could be close, and I think it will be. And Moapa pulls away because I – take the team with the name on the front of the jersey.
Yeah, I mean, Moapa, it's been just such a grab bag of 1 week they're great, the next week they struggle. I think this is going to be one of those good weeks. I'm going to go with Moapa Valley as well. I think that does it for this week of Prep Sports Now. For Ray, I'm Case. Come back next week. We can talk more about Virgin Valley and Chaparral.